USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case.
The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim it violates the First Amendment and politicians are already using his case to raise money. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon. I'm Brian Shook.
Several Gold Star family members still want answers since the botched pullout from Afghanistan. Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
A group of family members shared testimony Monday at a congressional forum in California. They say they still don't know what occurred at the Kabul airport where 13 service members were killed. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott holding a second ceremonial signing of a bill to ban transgender athletes from competing in women's sports.
We're here because women's sports are threatened across the entire country.
Monday's ceremony was at the Texas Women's Hall of Fame near Dallas. But a video platform that became a staple for business use during COVID is now telling its employees to return to work in person.
There's a good chance you had a Zoom meeting while working from home during the pandemic, but now Zoom is telling its employees they have to go back to the office. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees. Workers who live close to an office will be required to work on site to interact with their teams. Zoom became the way people held meetings while working from home during the height of the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
The Red Cross is implementing the FDA's updated guidance on allowing men who have sex with men to donate blood. The American Red Cross says it's welcoming more donors and getting rid of restrictions based on sexual orientation. The FDA issued the new guidance in May, recommending individual risk-based questions for anyone donating blood, regardless of their gender, sex, or sexual orientation. Mayor Eric Adams in New York announcing the creation of a new emergency response and relief center on Randall's Island there, as the number of asylum seekers in the Big Apple surpasses 57,000.
The city will construct and open the new Randall's Island location to serve up to 2,000 adults, and the state will reimburse the city for the cost. Mayor Adams noted the number of people seeking help continues to grow by hundreds daily, and he added he's grateful to Governor Hochul for this partnership in the humanitarian relief effort. Since the crisis began, the city's opened more than 190 emergency shelters, including 13 other large-scale humanitarian relief centers already, with more set to open in coming weeks. Liz Warner, New York.
The Houston Astros celebrating their World Series victory at the White House on Monday. President Biden hosted the team. He praised their work with those affected by the deadly Uvalde school shooting.
You know, the community is devastated. You guys, did my dad just say, half a win and showing up. He showed up. He spent time with surviving students.
He said the athletes offered the kids and families hope. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.